The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks open up a back-to-back set of games in Utah against the Utah Hockey Club. Tomorrow, it's back at home against Minnesota, but the Sharks aren't thinking about that at all. They're thinking about having a strong 60-minute effort against a team that they came back to beat way, way back in October on the road, but lost to in their most recent meeting by one goal on December the 14th at SAP Center at San Jose. The Sharks are coming off a disappointing yet also inspirational game against the Vegas Golden Knights. They were inspired about the way that they could compete with the Golden Knights, but they were disappointed that they couldn't hold that out over 60 minutes and get the result that they needed. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about some of the lessons learned from that Vegas game.
Part of it is I would say Vegas is a little bit different. They're extremely structured, not that New Jersey and Tampa aren't, but they're very deliberate in everything they do. They protect the middle of the ice really well. They're long, they're deer long. They take away time and space. You got to make them turn. And if you don't make them turn, they're going to be in your face all night, and they're going to make you turn over pucks all night, and they're going to come right back at you. And then they got, you know, Jack Eichel, for me, is easily one of the top players in this league. He's top five for me for sure. You know, he's just dangerous. Every time he's on the ice, we had no answer for him. I wouldn't be surprised if that team right there is at the end right there again.
In practice, just before heading out to Utah, there were a lot of battle drills conducted, and that was certainly a topic that was on the Sharks head coach's mind in preparing for tonight's game against Utah.
Yeah, and I think we've done it at times this year. It's just not consistent enough to play in this league and to have success in this league. And you know, we have to be a team that gets inside people, that wins races, that wins 50-50 pucks. Doesn't matter. I know that you can say, well, there's a guy going up a 6'4" guy and a guy going against a 5'9" guy. I understand that, but there's still a way to compete and to get inside ice. And you know, at times the 6'4" guy is going to win a lot of those battles, but we got to get more numbers on those pucks. And when we do, it is a 1-on-1. We got to stick our nose in more. There's times where we're still stick checking, and we got to get in there and use our body and our frames more.
One player that really needs to do more of that when he's on the ice is left winger Klim Kostin. He's got size, he's got skating ability, but Warsawski says he needs to show that more consistently through his game.
He's had some good moments this season after a tough start. For me, and it's not just Klim, it's our guys that when they don't, you know, on a night like last night when you don't have your hands or maybe your legs are a little heavy, you have to find a way to impact the game. And I'll say that too, I'm blue in the face. If guys have to find different ways to impact games, and the best players in this league and the players that are the most consistent do that. They find ways to impact the game in different ways. And it might be a block shot. It might be a hit. It might just getting on the forecheck and keeping your game extremely simple. You know, it might just be putting pucks to the net and maybe it goes off someone's skate and it goes in. You've got to find different ways to impact the game. And with Klim and his size, it's not like one day he's going to come in and he's going to be 5'11". He's 6'4". He's got to use his size. I've been very upfront with him with that, and he knows that, and he understands that. And he was just having an off night, and he's trying to find his game back again. And at times, you're just not going to be able to make those plays through the middle of the ice. You're going to turn over pucks. And again, we got to help him, and we got to support him, and he's got to start, you know, playing towards his identity more.
And for tonight's game against the Utah Hockey Club, the Sharks head coach talked about generating more energy through 60 minutes.
You know, the first part of it is, we got to get energy in different ways. It could be physicality. It could be playing with the puck in the offensive zone. It could be putting pucks to the net. it could be, you know, obviously a big hit, the natural energy causes for a hockey team. You know, and I think for the majority of the year, we've had some good, you know, good examples of that. Just in those types of nights where you can't get anything going is where we need people to step up. And at times we had it. It just was very sporadic throughout last night. And the second part of it is I think our older guys have done a great job helping our younger players, you know, helping finding our identity of a hockey team. I think, you know, the Gaudreaus, the Cunnins, the Granlunds, the Toffolis, have done a really good job in that aspect.
Macklin Celebrini says the veterans on the hockey club have really done a great job in supporting young players such as himself, especially now that we're getting closer toward the dog days of the NHL season.
Yeah, I mean, I think I say it all the time. The leaders we have in this room, they're awesome, whether it's get-togethers or just stuff day-to-day in the rink and around the dressing room. They've been amazing for us and just helping us through the learning curves of kind of coming in.
Sharks forward Luke Cunnan, who appears to be playing with Celebrini and Smith in tonight's contest, feels that the veteran-rookie relationship this season has been excellent.
I think we've done a good job, just trying to, lead the way, be an example of, how to be a pro and show up every day and do the right things. And, that's kind of how, we're going about it.
Mikhail Granlund has had a very strong effect on all of the young Sharks, including Will Smith. He talked about what he's learned from the veteran center.
A lot. I mean, he's been in the league for a while, and obviously he's got a pretty unbelievable career. So, I mean, having him here is nice, and whenever I need anything. And, I sit next to him in the locker room, so I can always ask him whatever I want.
Smith adds that Granlund emphasizes one thing more than anything else.
Probably just extra work, to be honest. Like, try to get out there. At least 15 minutes before practice, do some shooting or something I want to work on, and he's usually always out there doing something.
So what specifically does Will work on when he gets out early?
Definitely, I mean, no matter what, I try to get out there first or, try to do something that I can have some time to work on shooting or handle the puck. You get a lot of awkward shots in games that you don't expect, so working on those.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Your cardiologist knows your heart, and your mom knows how to mend your heart. Your ophthalmologist helps you see, and your best friend makes you feel seen. A visit to your physical therapist can heal your shoulder, and a visit to your grandma can heal your soul. Your health is a journey you don't take alone. Just like the people around you, all of us at Kaiser Permanente work together to help care for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
While the Sharks finish 2-4 in their recent six-game homestand and begin their seventh set of back-to-back contests tonight in Utah, the Utah Hockey Club, fresh off a 4-1 loss to Florida on Wednesday night at the Delta Center, finds themselves mired in a 1-6-3 record in their last 10 home games. Utah has allowed 3 goals or more in 8 straight games and scored 2 goals or less in 6 of their last 7. A pattern that kind of mirrors the Sharks, who have scored 2 goals or less and allowed 3 goals or more in 4 of their last 6 games. Generating more offense is obviously a priority tonight. Luke Cunnan talked about it.
Yeah, obviously you can say get more shots, bodies, traffic, run that, but I think just execution throughout all 3 zones is going to set you up, in the O zone, obviously. You got to get there, and I think that's a big piece is just executing, out of our end and, getting pucks in there and sustaining pressure. That's how it's got to go.
And Ryan Warshawski gave some thoughts as to what's needed in tonight's game.
Our first 5 minutes is crucial. We got to get ready for puck drop and be ready with our puck play and our decisions with and without the puck. So a good road game is going to be needed tonight.
Alexander Georgiev gets the start in nets for the San Jose Sharks against Karel Vemelka on the other side for the Utah Hockey Club. Dylan Gunther of Utah is out indefinitely with an injury, and so Josh Doan was recalled from the AHL. The son of Shane Doan is in action tonight against San Jose. And for the Sharks, a couple of flips on the lines as Colin Graf will play with Alex Wenberg and Tyler Toffoli. Another change is that Luke Cunnan will have that net front presence for Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. Join us for all the action. Alex Stalock and I are with you starting at 5:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.